WIBW, one of America's most distinguished set of call letters.
This is Jim Hollis. I worked for WIBW stations starting back in 1969. It was back when FM was not really a player in the game. In fact, FM was in a closet upstairs, and what we aired at the time was a whole pile of 33 and a third RPM records. And we'd put that pile on. It would last for about 6 hours. At the end of 6 hours, we'd go turn the records over and play the other side for another 6 hours. Arthur Capper used to own the stations. Capper was a United States senator at the time, and this was his house. And, of course, he lived in Washington, so he turned it into a radio station. And at the time, the AM station had a giant staff of performers, mostly musicians, and it would number maybe 50 or 60 people doing live music shows.
Let's go to town with the Kansas Roundup.
When it's roundup time in Kansas, in dear old sunny Kansas, when the moon is shining down upon the plain, where the roundup time.
And they would, on weekends, I remember Hilton Hodges telling me the stories that on weekends they'd take a bus out, go to a town and put on a concert for the people, and these thousands of people would turn out in these small towns to listen to these live performances by the WIBW musical staff, and they'd go back to work on Monday through Friday doing their shows.
Well, just about anyone who lays claim to being a native Kansan can tell you who Edmund Denny is. So without further ado, here he is, our golden voice tenor of popular song, Edmund Denny, singing, I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, the Pleasant Valley Gang, they were great. I'd love to come in early and listen to those guys because they not only played good music, but they were fun to listen to. Their commentary was just outstanding. And that was really the last of the live radio musical entertainment days. I know you've lasted longer than I have. I just hope I can last as long as you have. Happy birthday, WIBW.
Nothing but blue skies from now on.
WIBW, one of America's most distinguished set of call letters.
Ed O'Donnell was operations manager and chief engineer. Started in 1961 and worked through the end of 2006. I used to say I've done every job in radio that can be done, but I come to realize the other day that I was never a farm and worked in the farm department. That's the only department in the radio station I never did work in. But of course, sports was big, revolved around sports, K-State Network, Kansas City Royals Radio Network.
Come on out, it's big league fun. See it live, cheer on the run.
You're cheering the Royals and glad that you came. Go for the action.
Yeah, it's Royal Mania with WIBW.
Radio is just such a change from the 60s to the new millennium here. Well, actually, when I started in 61, we went off and on the air three times. In those days, it was KSC radio at K-State, and they had like 3 hour-and-a-half segments. And then long about, I think it was about 66 or 68, someplace in there, it was consolidated into 5 hours in the afternoon. So when you signed off the air at 12:30, you were leaving an audience. And then when you came back on at 5:30, that audience wasn't there anymore, and you had to build the audience back up again. It's really the people that I have been able to work with and see and come and go over the years that have gone on to greater things, like Bill Curtis. And then I got to work with great people like Hilton Hodges.
Chief, a couple of weeks ago, you asked us for about a 16% increase in your budget. I think we have a right to know why you want it. How are you going to use it?
Absolutely. Sue was a great news person here at WIBW and a great personality. I know I'm going to leave people's names out, but you know, there's so many in that many years. It's been a great 80 years for the station, and I certainly hope them another great 80 years to come.
WIBW, one of America's most distinguished set of call letters.
My name's Jerry Holly. I actually went with the Stauffer Communications at WIBW back in 1960, and worked as an announcer on television and radio.
Our time in Topeka now is 7:32:30, and this storm moved in and across the Topeka area at approximately 7:10 this evening, and traversed the area southwest to northeast. It took it about 15 minutes to make its way across the area.
Went to the Stauffer Station in Pittsburgh, Kansas as general manager, ran it for a couple of years, came back and took over WIBW Radio as general manager. From there, went to television as general manager, and from there to vice president of broadcasting for the entire group. You know what the call letters mean?
What?
Well, I don't know. It could be where industry brings wealth, could be way in the backwoods. There's no reason for them. The call letters were originally used in Logansport, Indiana. And that's why, if you study your radio, you know that all the stations east of the Mississippi start with W, all the stations west start with K. Yet you've got WIBW, had WREN, you had WHB, all moved from the eastern part of the country to the western side. It's got a tremendous history. It's just been around so long, and, you know, anybody that's my age, which is considerably old, has grown up with it. And for in the early years of WIBW radio, it was it. In other words, there weren't stations in small towns like Clay Center or Salina or any place else. WIBW with 580 covered, and it was the only place you could get news and weather virtually in the state of Kansas. Wichita, Kansas City, yeah, but for north central, northwest Kansas, there were very few radio stations, and so they tuned us in because you could hear
Topeka
us.
That the funnel is still on the ground at the east edge of Topeka, moving eastward, and is crossing the highway. Tecumseh area, please take particular warning.
And there's some amazing stories back long before I ever came with the operation of the Flying Rooster and the group of entertainers. There were something like 75 entertainers on the staff. Still have that great loyalty, and it's a part of my past, and a great part of my past. So happy birthday, WIBW.